Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Wealth in Christ Show, a show where we empower Christians to become financially free without compromising their faith. I'm your host, Dami, and today we'll be having our last episode on the Wealth in Christ Show for the year 2023. And today, I'll be just sharing a few words of encouragement for all of us as we're preparing for the new year. Many of us, this year may have gone very quickly. For some of us, this year may have gone very slow. But through it all, you know, I think it's important. I want to encourage us to still have a heart of gratitude. The fact that we're alive today is all the reasons that we need to be grateful to God for sparing our life and allowing us to see the end of 2023. Many people started off the year with us hoping to see the end of 2023. But for one reason or another, they're no longer here to experience or see the end of 2023. And the reason, the fact that you are alive, again, is all the reason, despite the challenge, despite, you know, things not going your way, despite you may not accomplish everything on your vision board or things that you had on your checklist to do, you still have all the reason to be grateful. One thing I like to say is that as long as you have life, there is still hope for a better tomorrow. So as long as you have life, and God is still giving you grace to see the next day, to see this very hour, you know, there's still hope for you. There's still a hope for you, hope for better. There's still a hope that things can change, your situation can change. In Psalm 107, verse 1, it reminds us, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." This verse encourages us to recognize God's goodness and enduring love. You have everything to be grateful for. There are people who would trade places to be where you are today. So I just want to encourage you guys to be grateful. To be grateful for everything. Be grateful for your family. Be grateful for the people around you. Be grateful that you're able to still see. You're able to still be alive. You're able to hear me on this platform. You know, there's all these different things that we take for granted. But it's things that people would trade places with us just to have those same things. We should not only be grateful, we should not allow, you know, monetary things, you know, be the reason why or not we are grateful. We should always be grateful. As long as we have life, we should always be grateful. So as we're wrapping up this year of, you know, let's be in a heart of gratitude. Let's be in a heart of, you know, showing that we are grateful for all these different things that God has blessed us with. The next thing I want to talk about and encourage us to do, just like I mentioned in the previous episode, is take inventory of where you are financially. Do you need to create a budget? Do you need to start investing? Do you need to increase your investment? Do you need to increase your investment contribution? Do you need to cut back on spending? What do you need to do in order to have a better and greater 2024 in the area of finance for yourself? What do you need to do? For more questions to help you answer how you can better prepare for 2024 in the area of your finance, definitely check out the previous episode. One thing I want to encourage us as we're wrapping up this year off is the importance of resting. For many of us, this has been a year that we work, you know, did business, and we didn't take time to rest. We didn't take time to take a break. We didn't take time to step away from my hustle and grind. You know, this is one of the biggest things I have against a hustle and grind mindset or lifestyle, because it does not prioritize, you know, resting. You know, there's no point of having great wealth or having great success if you're not able to enjoy it because you have health issues that you could have avoided if only if you were resting. Lack of sleep, lack of rest caused America $400 million in productivity every year. So this is to show you that it's important for us to be restful. It's important for us to take time to recharge, rejuvenate ourselves. And there's no better time to get started now than the last few days we have left in 2024. And even as we cross over 24 and 2024 start for us, it's also important for us to also set a time, be intentional about resting. You know, finding time to regenerate ourselves. A well-rested mind and body are better equipped to tackle challenges and opportunity in a new year.
Hey, family, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. And if you are and you have yet to subscribe to us here on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. And also, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts and you have yet to leave us a 5-star review, please do so. Now back to the episode.
You know, when you're well-rested, you're able to avoid making silly mistakes. When you're well-rested, you're able to see opportunity and properly weigh out the pros and cons. You know, for me per se, you know, this is an area that I can do better in. You know, because of my lack of rest at times, I make silly mistakes when it comes to editing or when it comes to creating content, but I would normally wouldn't make if I was well-rested. So this is also a message for me to take time, use the many few days left to rest, relax, and rejuvenate myself and be intentional about doing that as we cross on to 2024. A scripture that I want to remind us as we're talking about rest is Matthew 11:28. And it says, "Come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is Jesus Christ talking to us and telling us that we don't need to carry this burden on life on our shoulders. Now, it's for us to come to him. In the verse later below, it talks about how his yoke is lighter compared to ours. As we are ending 2023, you know, all the stress, all the burdens that we may be carrying, it's important for us to leave it at the feet of Christ. You know, ask God for guidance. Ask God, you know, what should we do? How can we go about handling it? But we won't be able to hear God clearly if we're not well rested. You know, we won't be able to hear God clearly if there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of chaos going on in our life. This is why it's important for us to be physically rested, spiritually rested, and also mentally rested. In order to have a greater 2024, those three things are important for us to do. We don't need to be overwhelmed and over-tasked with different things. You know, it's time for us to take inventories of things that are no longer serving us, but more of just taking energy away from us from things that God is calling us to do. In addition to that, it is also important for us to take inventory of our circle, you know, specifically our inner circle. You know, are the people in your inner circle, are they aligned with what God is calling you for in 2024? Are you aligned with them for what God is calling them in 2024? And if you're not, you know, it's okay to move them out of your inner circle to your outer circle. It's okay to make that change. It's okay for the relationship dynamic to change. You know, you want to be aligned, you want the people around you to be, especially the inner circle, to be aligned with what God is calling you for 2024. If not, it will just be a distraction. They will hold you back from accomplishing great things that God has planned for you in 2024. And vice versa, you will hold them back for accomplishing great things that God has planned for them in 2024. So it's important for us to take inventory of our inner circle. And there's no better time to do that now during the holiday season. I also want to use this time to say, you know, I want to thank everyone who has tuned in to episode, watched the episode, share episode, like a comment on a post, you know, have reached out to encourage me. I also want to thank my guests, for everyone who came on the platform to share their story, to encourage the people, you know, to drop biblical wisdom, you know, and talk about how they build wealth and, you know, better themselves and family financially. And also, I want to use opportunity to also thank God for giving me the grace and the opportunity to continue to empower and influence people to achieve financial freedom without compromising their faith. You know, this is our last episode of 2023. You know, so I hope you guys take the many few days left in this year to, one, to be in a heart of gratitude. Two, take inventory of where we are financially. Three, prioritize resting now and also in 2024. Find a way to plan and be intentional about resting now and also in 2024. And lastly, but not least, you know, I want to encourage us to take inventory of those who are in our inner circle. Ask the tough question, are they aligned with what God is calling you in 2024 to do? And I hope, as always, I hope this blessed you guys. I hope this encouraged you guys. I look forward to seeing you guys in 2024. You guys can expect great things from Wealth in Christ in 2024. A Merry Christmas, Happy New Year in advance, and I look forward to seeing you guys in 2024. God bless.